When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Well, today's a good day, no matter what anyone tells you. Anytime that Ayman al-Zawahiri gets a drone strike directly down his throat, that's a good day for the people of Afghanistan and the people of the world. But what I find interesting that most people aren't talking about is the fact that he was being hidden by the Haqqani network. And now, if you listen back to the episodes about Afghanistan when we first withdrew from there, I was talking about how the Haqqani network was as bad as Al-Qaeda and how they are no different than Al-Qaeda. They're the same thing, just a different arm on the same beast. And unfortunately, that was all proved correct here, because the house where he was at was one of the top aides of Sarah Juden Haqqani, who we have talked about many times here on the podcast. And all of these men who were part of the Taliban leadership, part of Al-Qaeda, none of them had any desire or will to even respect the Doha Accords, which said and stated very clearly that the Taliban would not provide safe harbor to terrorists, including Al-Qaeda. But I told you back then, that was a joke anyway, considering we were negotiating with these people. Haqqani and the rest of them were seen in a huge procession right after the Taliban came to power, and we could have easily blasted them with a drone strike then. I said we should have then. Because look, these are not good people, folks. We can't negotiate with them. We can't come to an agreement with them. And they're never going to treat the people of Afghanistan correctly. Al-Qaeda will continue to use Afghanistan as a base for its operations, along with ISIS and the rest of them. There is only one way, in my opinion, to make sure that Afghanistan has a fighting chance moving forward. And that is to support the members of the new resistance, the Northern Alliance and the rest of them. It is the only way to make sure that the people of Afghanistan get a fair shake. Because without that, are we going to rely on people such as Ayman al-Zawahiri and the Haqqani network to make sure the people of Afghanistan, the children, the women, and the rest of the folks who just want to have a better life, are we supposed to just leave them to their fate in the hands of these people who we negotiated with in the first place? I am not comfortable with it, and I haven't been comfortable with it, but I like this move. I know there's people out there poo-pooing it, saying, oh, what's the big deal? And a lot of people are playing politics like usual, but for me, somebody who, this is actually what I went to school for, Near East policy, so seeing someone like this get erased from the board, it's a big deal, especially considering how cagey he has been throughout the years, hiding and avoiding the U.S., but it's pretty ironic that he was found in this safe house that is mere miles away from where all of the Western embassies and stuff were inside of Kabul. That's how confident and comfortable these people are in the country now. So that, once again, should tell you everything you need to know about how disastrous the negotiations were in the first place. President Trump should have never negotiated with these people. I never trusted Mike Pompeo. And then the kick in the shorts for Biden to just go along with everything that Trump had negotiated with the Taliban is just completely absurd. We should have never, ever, ever left the country completely. And we should have never been okay with the Taliban just rolling on in. There are plenty of other ways that we could have, you know, skinned the cat, if you will. without having a bunch of American troops on the ground? How about providing a bunch of air cover? How about providing drone support? We've given more technology to people in Ukraine in the past, 5 months than we ever gave to the resistance in Afghanistan. So I can understand when people, especially in the Islamic world, look at the way we've treated Afghanistan in comparison to the way we're treating Ukraine and see how they feel like they're being, gypped a bit. And I understand completely. You know, when America gets engaged in these sort of things, a lot of times we're not a fair participant, right? And I just have to be honest about that. I used to do the whole rah-rah thing, oh, America's never wrong, but that's not the case. When we're wrong, I like to recognize that and try and figure out how to fix it instead of just ignoring it and letting the problem fester. Sometimes you have to have hard conversations, right? But the fact is, we should have never had negotiations with people in the Taliban in the first place. Anyone who knew what was going on here knew who the Haqqani Network was and what they were up to. It's no different than over in Iraq right now. You have all kinds of stuff going on right now in Iraq with Al-Sadr. And he's another one who, during the war in Iraq, especially in Fallujah, was involved in all kinds of American deaths and maimings. But yet here he is, and he's a player on the stage. So the hypocrisy is what really gets a lot of people. But today, what we're going to talk about is how the Haqqani Network is still influencing what's going on in Afghanistan, and in fact, I would say, really, leading the whole entire country from behind the scenes. Now, you have the Supreme Leader, of course, but I believe, and I always have believed, that it's the Haqqani Network that's the real engine driving the Taliban at this point. So let's get into this article from NDTV, and let's see what they have to say. This article is from, it looks like, staff. There's no author here to give credit to, so NDTV staff is what we'll call it. Headline, terror group Haqqani Network helped Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri hide, according to reports. The report, citing a senior administration official, said that according to one American analyst, the house that was struck was owned by a top aide to Sirajuddin Haqqani, who is now the interior minister in the Taliban government in Kabul. Now, there are several people on Twitter who are locked in when it comes to Afghanistan, and I follow them for a lot of the news that I get as far as insider accounts. Because if we rely on the legacy media, folks, we're never going to get to where we're going. They're going to continue to pitch their narratives, whatever helps their chosen political candidate, and Your best interest be damned, right? So the idea is to get to these people, the correspondents who are on the ground, mainly Afghans, who are bravely covering this stuff still, even though they know that they could easily be swooped up by the Taliban. Those are the people that really have these stories. And one of those sources posted on July 31st about all of this before it even was cracking off. Terror group Haqqani Network tried to conceal that Al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was at a safe house in Kabul, where he was killed in a precision U.S. drone strike, and restricted access to the site, a media report said today. Of course they did. What, we're going to trust the Taliban? I told you guys months ago that the Haqqani Network was rocking this shit out. They're the ones, you know, playing the music that everyone's dancing to. They have the real power. The American drone strike killed al-Zawahiri, a key plotter of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, who took over as the leader of al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden's death in Pakistan in 2011 at a safe house in Afghanistan, President Joe Biden announced on Monday. So we know that bin Laden, on the flip side, was clipped in Pakistan. Now, al-Zawahiri over here in Afghanistan. So what that tells me is their base of operations has not moved too far. There was a lot of people who thought that they might have moved into Yemen, some other places, but I was always pretty sure that they were still in the region one way or the other, either Pakistan or inside of Afghanistan and just hiding out. Al-Zawahiri, 71, was the number two in Al-Qaeda when the group conducted the September 11th attacks, and American officials considered him a central plotter. While he lacked the leadership of bin Laden, He profoundly shaped Al-Qaeda and its terrorist movements with his writings and arguments. Now look, al-Zawahiri goes way back, right? We're talking all the way back to early 80s Egypt with Sadat and the assassination. This is a man who started out, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood, but as a cleric, his writings are highly respected amongst the jihadis, and he has a lot of influence. So this is a big clip, folks. Don't let anybody tell you any different. There's a lot of jaded people out there right now who will act like this isn't a big deal. A lot of pundits. Because they don't want to give Biden credit, right? It's the same as the flip side of it that I talk about. But I'm not here to play politics. I think this was a good move on Biden's part. And anyone who says different is trying to BS you, honestly. Because someone like this is a dangerous, dangerous man. He might not have Bin Laden's charisma, but when it comes to his scholarly ability and the scholarly pieces that he writes, a lot of the clerics take note. So getting this guy off of the board is a significant move as far as crippling Al-Qaeda even more, especially in Afghanistan.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The report citing a senior administration official said that according to one American analyst, the house that was struck was owned by a top aide to Sirajuddin Haqqani, who is now the interior minister in the Taliban government in Kabul. Now, I'm hearing that it was a son-in-law, perhaps. A little sketchy on those details still, but I'm hearing it might have been one of his son-in-laws that was killed here with Zawahiri. And again, folks, this is a big blow. And it's a big blow internally, because if you don't think ISIS and the resistance is going to use this as a bit of a launch point, they're going to. Whenever you have chaos amongst your enemies, it's always a good time to strike. And there's no doubt that plans are being made as we speak. The Haqqani Network is a terror outfit founded by Jalaluddin Haqqani, who emerged as the top Afghan warlord and insurgent commander during the anti-Soviet war. The report added that the United States had multiple intelligence threads confirming that al-Zawahiri was killed in the strike. And not only American intelligence, intelligence locally and on the ground have also discussed it and confirmed it. So Zawahiri is no longer amongst us. And hopefully he's burning in hell right next to his buddy Bin Laden for perverting the beautiful religion of Islam. Al-Zawahiri was long believed to have been living in Pakistan. That he was killed in Kabul is a testament to not only the porous border between the two countries, but also to Al-Qaeda's decades-long use of facilities, houses, buildings, and compounds throughout both countries, the report said, citing a U.S. official. Look, it's like peanut butter and jelly. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda were basically created at the same time, and they were created under the same circumstances, and that is the Soviet invasion. Young men from Afghanistan who were displaced, they went to these refugee camps in Pakistan, and a lot of them were in the Peshawar region. And what happened was they were taken in by radical clerics, and they were radicalized. And then they were released back into the country as jihadis to fight against the Soviets. And when you have a nation like the Soviet Union coming in and murdering people, cutting people's arms off, all sorts of shit, it's not very hard to radicalize people under those circumstances. And these clerics who do it, they're very shrewd, right? These guys that talk these kids into going and blow themselves up for a few virgins or whatever. You notice it's never the cleric's bitch ass that's going to blow himself up though, right? And unlike the relatively sleepy city of Abbottabad, Pakistan, where Bin Laden was killed by a commando raid in 2011, his successor apparently spent the last weeks of his life right smack in the Afghan capital, it said. That's how brazen they are right now. They have no fear of the West. They think the West is busy in Ukraine and that they can do whatever they want. And if you don't think they're coming up with plots and plans, you're sorely mistaken. These are not good people. The report further said that American intelligence sources had learned earlier this year that al-Zawahiri's wife, daughter, and grandchild had relocated to a house in Kabul. American intelligence agencies grew increasingly confident that al-Zawahiri was at the house as well. As they did in the case of bin Laden, intelligence officials used different sources and methods to build a so-called pattern of life that confirmed his presence, the report said, quoting officials. So now look. This is what the CIA should be doing with their time, not worrying about, you know, plotting for the overthrow of governments and shit like that. They should be worried about getting players like this off the stage. And if they focused on this, people wouldn't be as agitated at them. Because when they do this kind of stuff, they usually do a good job of it. When the CIA starts building a profile on you and they want to launch a drone strike and a Hellfire missile through your window, more times than not, they do it. Once al-Zawahiri arrived at the location, American officials were never aware of him leaving, and he was observed for sustained periods on the balcony where he was ultimately struck, it said. You know, you would think that he would have learned his lesson from bin Laden, out there creeping around so people can see you, but guess what? You play stupid games and you win stupid prizes, and that's exactly what happened to al-Zawahiri here. Al-Zawahiri was killed by an R-9X, a Hellfire missile armed with long blades aimed at killing targets with kinetic energy to minimize major collateral damage. With al-Zawahiri's death, all of the top plotters of September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks are now either dead or captured. So, we're in such a polarized situation in this country where we can't even cheer that on. It has to be politicized, right? Oh, you did it for, you know, the optics. Or for me, I'm sitting here saying this is one dirty scumbag that certainly deserved to have a Hellfire shoved up his ass. So I'm applauding it. And for anyone following what's going on in Afghanistan, you know how significant this is. The FBI updated its most wanted terrorist poster on Monday with al-Zawahiri's status deceased. The U.S. says that the Taliban violated the peace agreement by letting al-Zawahiri into the country. The Taliban claims the U.S. violated the peace agreement by conducting a strike. Well, guess what? What are you going to do about it, Taliban? That's right, you aren't going to do a thing, okay? So quit trying to flex. Worry about fixing your people, worry about feeding your people, and stop being a bunch of morons. And if you don't want hellfires dropped in the middle of your city? Well, here's an idea. Stop cavorting with terrorists. Oh, that's right, you can't, because you're terrorists yourselves. So, folks, there you have it. Ayman al-Zawahiri, off the board, blown into oblivion, and the last plotter of 9/11 is now going to find out if he gets those virgins he coveted so badly. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box. All right, everybody.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.